Hi, thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Living Life with Joy podcast. I'm your host, Joy, and I am so excited you are here today. If you like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend. All right, here we go. Whatever you're doing, if you are walking your dog, cleaning the house, helping a little old lady cross the street, whatever you're doing, I just encourage you to sit back, relax, and let's talk. Do you want to know what the biggest killer of your dreams is? I would be as bold to say that it's opinions. And this could be opinions of others, opinions of yourself even. But I strongly believe that the biggest killer of someone's dreams and God-given calling is opinions. I know it's been a while since I have made an episode for this podcast, and honestly, I'm not coming up with excuses, but I will say that I let the opinion of others dictate what God has called me to do through this podcast, especially in other things too, but especially through this podcast. There were quite a few people that had told me and just whispered in my ear, like, nobody's listening to this podcast. It really doesn't have an impact on people. You're way too young to be speaking about things, especially in the church and from a Christian perspective, and you don't know enough yet, and so on and so forth. And I listened to those people and I stopped recording. And the Lord really convicted me, not even that long ago, but it's been a couple of months since he convicted me of that. And I kept blaming it on the excuse of life just got really busy and we've just had a lot going on and a lot of different changes. And while that's true, to be completely honest with you, the real reason was because of people's opinions. And so I wanted to come back and make this podcast episode today because I think I know that it's not just me. Whether you're a Christian or not, you deal with others' opinions over your life, whether that's your parents, your friends, your significant other, people that you look up to, even yourself a lot of times. Even yourself, a lot of times, you may be thinking, you know what, like, Joy, they're right. I am too young. You know, whatever the case is, whatever you're hearing from other people or whatever you're trying to tell yourself that you know in your heart that you're called to do or that you have a dream to do, or more importantly, that the Lord has called you to do something. But either you're talking yourself out of it or you're letting other people talk yourself out of it. I started this podcast over 3 years ago, which is insane, right? Because I only have like 10 episodes. But I had started this podcast a few months after being in the worst season of my life. I had just gotten out of a really bad relationship and situation. I had cut off all of my friends, all of my family. I had nobody. I was starting essentially my life from scratch. I had just graduated. No, I hadn't even graduated college yet. I was still in the middle of college, working full-time, going to school more than full-time, was living in the middle of nowhere by myself. I didn't have any friends or family anywhere near me. And the Lord called me to start a podcast about it. and I still don't have any qualifications. I'm literally just living my life as best as I can and trying to not make mistakes. But when I do, especially, I try to share my mistakes with people who are either going through the same thing or will go through the same thing, to help them try to avoid those mistakes and live a better life than I did whenever I was making those mistakes. So I just want to come on here and I just want to encourage you and say that whatever it is that the Lord has called you to do, even if it's a life-term calling, or not a life-term, a lifelong calling, or if it's a short-term calling, where it's something that is particular for this season, maybe it's a job or a ministry opportunity or a friendship or relationship even, or whatever the case is, or a podcast. I mean, hey, whatever. Whatever it is, I would strongly encourage you that if you know that you know that you know that the Lord has called you to do something, do it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. If you have heard directly from God that you are supposed to do something, do it. Step out in faith and do it. Don't get in your head about it. Don't second guess yourself. Just step out and do it, because I promise you, it will be worth your while. And if you're obedient to follow the calling that the Lord has on your life, He will take you to places that you could never even dream of going. So obviously with my podcast, I have not been obedient to the Lord lately. and I am working on changing that. I don't know a schedule. I don't know, when the next episode will be out. You know, like I said in my previous episodes, I don't want to create a, regular schedule, in the sense of I don't want it to feel scheduled. I want it to feel authentic. And when I absolutely have something to share, I want to be able to share it whenever I feel like it. So on the flip side of things, I'll start here. Sorry. You're probably like, oh my gosh, Joy, get to the point. So I got married in September of last year, which is we're not even at a year yet. John and I have not been even married for a year, even though I feel like we have lived 1,000 lifetimes in this first few months of marriage. And so we were living, and I may have already shared this already. Honestly, I have no idea, but I'm going to share it again because I feel like somebody needs to hear this. I had been living on my own since, I was like 17, 18 at this point. Had been paying my own bills, putting myself through school, supporting myself, everything in between. And John and I got married way before we even started dating, even. I told him that I didn't want to stay in the town that we were currently living in. I had actually plans to, because I was working from home at the time, I had plans to buy a van, renovate the van, and do van life for at least a year and just go tour the country. And I told John that, and I said, look, I understand that you like me, and that's great, and I'll be honest with you guys, I actually really didn't know if I wanted to date John for like 2 months while we were dating. But he was persistent. And, you know, I was just praying through it and everything because I had an idea of what I wanted to do and what I wanted, where I wanted to go. And it wasn't the town that we were living at the time. And so, and I had just broken off a relationship not even that long before that with a really great guy who was great, but wanted to stay in that town, and I didn't want to stay in that town, so we cordially went our separate ways, and so I told John whenever he was trying to holler at me that I was not staying there. I felt like the Lord was calling me to other places, and I didn't want to be held back. I wanted to pursue what he had for me, and I knew it wasn't in that town at the time. And so he said, yeah, I get it. Like, I agree. I want to leave too. And I was like, bro, you've been here your whole life. You've been in the same church your whole life. Everybody in this town knows exactly who you are. Like, you're not leaving. Okay, let's just be real. And so I was like, okay, whatever. So we started dating. We started getting serious and we got engaged. And I had the conversation with him again. Like, John, I am not staying in this town. I am leaving. I know that, you know, we're engaged. So, and you told me that you wanted to leave. And I just want to make sure that you were serious about that. And he said, yes. So I said, okay. So we got married. And we were, I think I was sitting at home one day and the Lord just kept putting on my heart Tennessee. And the first thing I told the Lord was, yeah, that's really exciting and really great. But you're going to have to talk to my husband about that because he is the leader of our home. And while I feel like I'm supposed to leave and he knows that, you're going to have to do a work in him because where he goes, I go. And I made that commitment and vowed to him. And so I trust that he's under, you know, your hand, Lord. And so I am surrendering this to you and letting you take it from here. And so I did not say anything. And a few months passed. It was in December. I think it was like this first. Yeah, the first or like second week in December, right? It was 2 weeks before Christmas. That's all I remember. And John comes home from work and he opens the door and he says, let's move to Tennessee next month. And I was like, next month, like January next month? And he was like, yeah, why not? Y'all, when I tell you I am all for being spontaneous, listen. I was not prepared for that. So I was like, okay, I feel like this is a joke. Like, where's the cameras? You know, do you ever have those moments where you're like, bring out the cameras? All right. Like, you know, MTV, what's up? And the Lord just like spoke to me and was like, if you don't move now, like if you don't act now, it's never going to happen. Like I'm giving you this opportunity, waiting for your yes, but if you're not going to trust me and take that jump of faith, like you're going to lose it and the opportunity is going to pass you by. And I was like, okay. So I told John, I said, okay, let's start looking. And so we started looking, we prayed about where to go. We knew of a really great church in Tennessee, and so we prayed about it because we knew that wherever we moved, we wanted to prioritize finding a great church there too. Because as a Christian, I feel like if you're moving somewhere and then you get there, because I have ended up in these situations more than I'd like to admit to. But whenever you move, and especially to a new place, and especially like out in the boonies, you know, you want to make sure that there is a great church close by that actually is going to be a church that you actually want to be a part of. And so we knew of a church in Tennessee area. And so we were like, you know what, like Lord. And so we started praying about that, felt a peace about it, started looking in that particular area, found a house, and within 24 hours had a lease signed. And everything else. I mean, I'm telling you, like, you, we had found the house, called the guy that night, like an hour later, had filled out the application, sent it to him. He submitted it to the bank. And by the next morning we were, selected out of like 500 applicants, which is nuts because, like, John's self-employed, and at that point I had just quit my job. So, you know, that if that wasn't the Lord, I don't know what to tell you. So, y'all, we literally had a week and a half to pack up. We packed up the house. We loaded up the U-Haul on Christmas Day, spent Christmas Eve and Christmas morning with our families, and then left at 5 a.m. the day after Christmas to move up to a place that we knew nobody. We had never seen the house before that we were renting, except for photos, and to a new city that we knew nothing about. And this was John's first time moving anywhere outside of the small town that he had lived in his entire life. And some would call that, like, absolutely insane. And yeah, honestly, it is. But at the same time, that's just part of it. I mean, being a Christian means that you are giving the Lord your yes at any point in time. And you are saying, Lord, I have surrendered my ambitions to you, my dreams to you, my goals to you, in my whole life, past, present, and future. And whatever you have for me, I will say yes no matter what and no matter the sacrifice, because I know that living with you and saying yes to you will take me places that I couldn't ever get to those places on my own, and beyond those places that you could even maybe get to on your own too. Sorry, I got a little out of hand and like whacked something over. And so all that to say, it just goes back to what I started off by saying. If the Lord has called you to do something, say yes. Say yes. Don't hesitate. Don't try to get wisdom from other people. Just do it. And one piece of advice that I will say is that when all this was happening and the night that John came in and told me that he wanted to move, mind you, I had just quit my job. I was starting a brand new job like a week later, 2 weeks later after we moved here. John was self-employed. And this is something that we tell people now, like, that we're up here. John was self-employed when we lived back where we did. He was self-employed. He knew everybody in the town. He had so much business he didn't know what to do with. The night, like 3 nights before we left and we moved here, John got an offer for essentially job deal, like working on houses for this huge, huge property investor in our area that we were actually close friends with. 3 nights before we moved, he got an insane job offer to work with him and make so much money, so much money. And it was at that moment where John and I were like, you know what, Lord? We're still going to say yes. And I honestly feel a lot of times when the Lord has called you to do something, that maybe not every time, but I have found in my personal life that sometimes when the Lord has called you to do something and it's scary and you've already said yes, at the very last moment, there will be sometimes a test of your faith. And we really felt like that was a test of our faith. It was like, literally, God's giving us, well, at that point, it was an offer for everything that we ever could have wanted. I mean, financially, we were set. Like, job-wise, John was set. Like, I probably wouldn't have had to work anymore. At that point, like, we were set. If we would have just said, you know what, Lord, we're going to actually not go, but we're going to stay. And you know what? The Lord probably would have blessed that. But also, he didn't have our yes if we would have said yes to the other thing. And so in that moment, we were like, you know what? We know what the Lord has called us to. We know that he's opened these opportunities for us to move. And so we're going to say yes. And so we still said yes. And we have been through a lot of tests since we have said yes and moving up here. But the Lord's blessing and where he has taken us so far has been absolutely incredible. And we know that he's just setting us up for more because of our yes. And so, like I said, I just want to encourage you that whatever he's called you to do, whatever he's asked you to do, wherever he's leading you to, if you know that that is the voice of the Lord telling you to do that, go. Say yes. We didn't tell anybody that we were moving except for our parents, like a week before we moved. Like the day that we, like 2 or 3 days after we found, or after we signed the lease, sorry, after it was like official that we were moving up here, we met with our parents and we told them that we're moving in a week and a half. We didn't tell anybody else. I told like 2-3 other people the day before we left, and that was it. Because I didn't want people saying, oh my gosh, y'all are crazy. Or, oh my gosh, what is in Tennessee that's not here? Or, do you really think that was the Lord, or is that just what you want? I didn't want any of that. And I didn't want to listen to other people's opinions. I didn't want to even have that option. We said yes. So we packed up and left. And on our drive up, I think somebody at our old church had said something and everybody was like, wait, what? So then I started getting text messages asking, you know, if we can meet for dinner before we left. And I felt bad, but, you know, honestly, I didn't want the opinion of others to derail what the Lord had called me to do and the opportunities that he was laying out in front of us. And so that's just my nugget of wisdom for the day and for the episode, is that do not let the opinion of others or yourself or anything in between derail you from what the Lord is calling you to do. And it's scary, and you're not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. I know that at times it can feel like, God, why? Why me? Why are you calling me to do this? He calls other people, but most of the time other people don't say yes. And that's what's going to set you apart for so much more greater things in your life than you could ever think or imagine. So say yes to him. Say yes to what he's calling you to do. Step out in faith. Sacrifice your ambitions or what you thought you had planned for your life, and say yes to what he's calling you to and where he's leading you to. And I promise you, it'll be worth your while. And if you ever need support or encouragement or anything in between, we are walking testimonies of saying yes to God and it not being easy, because we're still living in it. It's not easy. This is a testimony for another day, but we're trying to figure it out. I mean, we've been here for over 8 months now. And we're trying to figure out how to make friends and how to get plugged in our church and, how to be married in a brand new state as a newlywed, less than a year married, and not have a support system, and leaving everybody and everything we've ever known behind. And, yeah, it's not easy following what the Lord has for you. It's not, and it never will be. But it's worth it. And if you have God, if you have Jesus and God in your life, man, you have everything. You have everything you could ever want. So find peace in that. Find rest in that. Know you're not alone. Understand that it probably won't be easy. There's going to be a lot of tests that probably come with your yes. But you're not alone. And like I said, if you need support or encouragement through that, someone to talk to, I'm here. My Instagram page is Living Life with Joy. LIVIN, Life with Joy. And I'm here. I mean, I get it. I completely understand. This is not my... Oh, with is a W. Sorry. Living Life, W, Joy, with Joy. My life is a series of difficult yes to the Lord. Sometimes a lot of no's in there too that I have regretted and paid for. So I get it. I get it. But it's so worth it. So anyways, I have to pack for a trip, but I just wanted to say that. And you're loved. The Lord is always working things out for your good. And know that you're not alone. He's always with you, and you're not alone. There's other people that are walking through what you're walking through. Most of the time, they just don't want to share about it. So, and that's why I created this podcast, to share about it. Yeah, so thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. I'm not going to say this month's or this week's, but today's podcast. I hope that it provided a little bit of encouragement for you and your family. Anyways, all right. Have a great rest of your week and be blessed. Bye.